WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music, it's 9:05. You're listening to Overnight Sensations, 1 hour dedicated to nothing but local music. That was music from Nell Bryden right there, who is sitting to my right.
Hi.
Right now, how are you? Thanks for coming up tonight.
Yeah, sure, no worries.
Yeah, so I really surprised you pulling that out.
Oh, pulling out the
daylight.
Yeah, no, I was very surprised. It's funny, I walked in and he's playing that song, and that song I recorded in Nashville probably about 2 or 3 years ago, and I hadn't really listened to it since then.
Really?
I have this weird habit of recording something and then never listening to it after it's done. I'm just on to the next thing. So
yeah.
So that was like reading a diary entry from, from 4 years back.
Oh, yeah.
It was strange. It's good to have people like you around to remind me that that's part of my past. So.
I always liked that song.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Cool. That was a lot of fun to record.
Yeah. All right, so why don't you introduce yourself a little bit further? Tell me, you know, who is Nell Bryden?
Who is Nell Bryden?
Yes.
That's a pretty open-ended question.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I live in New York City, and I grew up in Brooklyn, and I have been playing around town for a while, but I tend to write and record my albums in sort of southern locations. The last one, well, like I said, that first one you just heard was in Nashville. And then the one now that I'm out playing and promoting is recorded in New Orleans. And I went down there this last year, right about a year ago, and decided to stay there until I had an album written. It took me about a month. And I had a great time in the city. I met all these musicians. It was just this fantastic atmosphere of creativity and people around and just a real free-spirited town. And so I decided to go back last summer and record my album there with some really great players. We had Carl Himmel, who plays drums with Neil Young, and Joe Crown, who's this really amazing organ player. He shows up with his 1953 Hammond B3 organ.
Oh, man.
And all these great guys, really, really good players. And we record the album, and I come back to New York with the master tapes in my hands, and Hurricane Katrina hits. And
oh, yeah.
It just kind of wiped everything out and displaced all these musicians around the country, and it just kind of tore up this town that I fell in love with before that. So it was pretty crazy.
So now it's more important than ever this record gets out there, I would think.
For me. Yeah. I mean, I can't say for other people, but certainly for me, it feels like it was very precious to be able to go and get to know a city like that. I tend to feel like I have relationships with cities, like they're almost like love affairs. Like me with New York is like a relationship that I'm in for the long haul. So no matter how badly it treats me or how great it can be to me, I'm always for it. But I feel like that happened with New Orleans too. So I guess that's me in a nutshell. And if you want, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you want to find out a little bit more, you can go to the website, which is nellbryden.com. And that's NellBryden. And do you want me to play a song?
I think so.
Why don't I play a song?
Yeah,
so they have a reason to care.
Yeah.
Well, this is a song called Tonight. It's funny because I just finished this album, and then I record this song. I haven't recorded it yet. I wrote it about 2 weeks ago. Every time I play it, though, everybody's like, what album is that on?
Mm.
So
this is a WRSU exclusive.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Brand new. It's called Tonight.
All right.
I'm so impatient, talking in a haze. The minutes are like hours, the hours like days. I'm so excited for tonight. Tonight, tonight, pick me up at 10 and we'll arrive fashionably late again. I'll curl my hair and I will wear that dress so tight. I'm going out with baby. Tonight, tonight, show me a good time. You know how to entertain. Oysters on the half shell, plenty of sweet champagne. Oh, the way you pull me near and whisper in my ear, I'm yours. Ten, and we'll arrive fashionably late again. I'll curl my hair and now we'll wear that dress so tight. I'm going now with baby tonight, tonight. Now I know the other girls their eyes, they're just jealous. I got the best of guys. Oh, the way you pull me near and whisper in my ear, I'm yours. Ten, and we'll arrive fashionably late again. I'll curl my hair. Now we'll wear the dress so tight. I'm going now with baby. Tonight, 12 hours from now, we'll be in a cab on our way home again, and I'll think to myself, with my head on your shoulder, what a time we had tonight. Tonight, tonight. Pick me up at 10 and we'll arrive fashionably late again. So tight. I'm going now with baby tonight, tonight. I'm going out with baby tonight, tonight. I'm going out with baby tonight, tonight.
Wow.
Wow?
Yeah.
Well, that's brand spanking new. It's called Tonight.
I can tell I'm going to have trouble concentrating on this interview now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, stop.
That was so good.
Thank you so much. Well, maybe I should just go right into playing another song. What do you think?
Sure. How about The Only Life I Know?
You want to hear that?
I like that one a lot, too.
All right. You got that one. This one was written when I was in New Orleans on Frenchman Street. I walked into this bar called DBA. And, excuse me, I'm a little tired tonight. Can you hear that in my voice? That's the problem with the musician's lifestyle is you do not get enough sleep ever. But so I walked into this bar, and there was this woman sitting at the bar, and she was just knocking back whiskeys one after another, and I was there to find inspiration, so I figured what better way than to go up to her and ask her what her deal was. So I walked up to her and I said, you know, started finding out where she was from and what's going on, and it turns out that she was from Woodstock, New York. She had a kid, and she went down with her life savings, without the kid, without the guy, and proceeded to just drink the life savings away. And it, I think she was probably about a third of the way into it. And it was just such an intriguing story that I came back. I wrote a song about it from the perspective of the guy that she left behind. He's moving the mic closer to me, folks. There you go. All right, so this is called The Only Life I Know. She looked her best in life when she was 17. Of all the girls at school, she was the prettiest that I'd seen. And I guess I'd say she loved me, but I always knew she'd go. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only life I know, only life I know. She deserves much better than the only life I know. Well, you do what you can with where you are. She was the only mother, too young to go to bars. She wore a Jack Daniels t-shirt and the black faded to gray. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only life I know, only life I know. Much better than the only life I know. The only life I know. Only life I know. She deserves much better than the only life I know. Well, all our friends, they warned me she would leave me soon. She never really fit in, or she'd stand out in a room. And it's the kind of town where your first love is your last. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only life I know, only life I know. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only life I know, only life I know. She deserves much better than the only life I know. Smile and she's never coming back. And I just couldn't argue, she'd already packed her bags. I hope I never find her at a truck stop on the road. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only life I know, only life I know. She deserves much better than the only life I know. The only much better than the only life I know. There you go.
Thanks.
Sure.
Good now, stuff.
People want to hear that again, they can go to the website and listen to it on the music page. It's up there, the whole song in its entirety.
Very cool.
So again, that's NELLBRYDN.com, Nell Bryden.
So I'd like to hear more about your songwriting process. There's a lot of blues.
Yeah.
Would you say you're more? You said this record was recorded. It's coming out recorded in New Orleans. Would you say you're more of a product of your environment, or was like blues something like you've always been into?
Well, it's interesting because I grew up in a very, very artistic family. My dad is a painter, and my mom. They got divorced when I was really young, but she's a singer, and I'm very close to both of them, and they're both remarried. My mom is married to another musician. He plays flute professionally, and my father's married to a ballet dancer. So I've been around artists my whole life, but the musicians that I was around growing up were all classical musicians, and so I really grew up in that world. So I started out on cello. I played cello for probably about 12 years when I was growing up. And I never really could quite cut it as a classical player. I didn't really have the attitude of playing it the way it was written on the page. That just wasn't quite for me. Although I love it. But it just didn't quite have the rhythmic oomph that I wanted. And so then I switched to jazz. I started singing a lot and started studying jazz in college. But I went to this, I went to Australia when I was backpacking, and I started just singing one-on-one to people. I couldn't play guitar yet or anything. I couldn't do anything. And all I could do was just sing a cappella. And it just ended up being these really kind of bluesy a cappella songs. I think it was sort of a product of having nothing but my voice to work with. And then I started really getting into the old, old stuff. That's sort of where my heart comes from. Even when it's the rock song Daylight that you first heard, I'm just into old stuff. And so all of this new stuff from New Orleans that I just recorded came out of people like Irma Thomas and Otis Redding and old jug bands and old country, lots of old stuff. Even people like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, they've really affected the way I think about songwriting. So I don't know about a product of environment. I certainly think it didn't hurt to be staying in New Orleans and having, you know, every door that was open, every bar that was open, have this real bluesy kind of country, you know, strains of music just oozing out into the streets. And you could go in free to every single place. Oh, there was never a cover, and every place had cheap drinks. It wasn't like New York where you pay $15 for a drink. It's, you know, tiny, but it was great. So, yeah, long story short, I guess I am a product of my environment. Mm-hmm. Definitely New Orleans served me well. Yeah. People think I'm Southern all the time, but I'm not. I'm from New York City.
All right, well, I'd like to hear another song.
You want to hear another song? Well, let's do a bluesy song.
All right.
The song's called From Midnight On. It's the title track off of the album I just did. Well, I know we said we're just friends. Again, baby, don't believe me. Oh, from midnight on. On. midnight on.
There's this great, like, old-timey radio effect with these headphones.
I know, right?
I'm listening to them.
You folks at home, I don't know if you're hearing that or not. But it sounds like the old hiss from an old radio.
So I
guess I should tell you all out there listening that I have a show in New Jersey coming up in Belmar, this place called Coffee Blue, next weekend on Saturday night. It's on February 4th. 9 o'clock. There's no cover, and that's always fun to play there. So February 4th, Saturday at 9 o'clock, Coffee Blue in Belmar. Again, go to the website nellbryden.com, and you will find all the information there that you need.
Is that going to be just you, or is that an April show also?
Nope, that's just me. But then I've been playing with the band. I got this great band. I am very blessed. Really, really good players. Then we've been playing in New York a lot. We just played Friday to a really packed house. It was great. It was a lot of fun. We play this place called Rockwood Music Hall on Allen Street on the Lower East Side. So the next time we're there is February 10th. It's a Friday night. Tends to run late, so take a nap if you get tired. So what do you want me to do now? You want me to play another song? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any requests?
Portrait?
Portrait. Yeah. Oh, geez, I haven't done that one in forever. My goodness.
Since your last Coffee Blue show, at least.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, let's see. I hope I can still do this one. I apologize in advance to those folks at home.
No, don't.
Or I feel I'm home again. I know now you
looking for the time and place that I feel now. That I feel now. Color me a face. Cover what you did before.
Song is about my dad.
Yeah, tell the story.
Well, like I said, my dad is a painter. His name is Lewis Bryden. He's really, really good. And when I grew up in the loft in Brooklyn, there used to be these giant paintings of people around in Coney Island all the time. And he would do a lot of portraits of people in the family, and then when he got remarried, of his new wife and his my half brother, who's adorable. But I never sat still long enough for him to do a portrait of me. So there's no portraits of me. And I started thinking about it one day, and it kind of started to upset me a little bit. And I had a dream that night that I went back to the loft, which we haven't lived in for years. It got turned into doctor's offices. But I walked back in the dream, and I saw it, and the walls were just lined with all of these portraits of me. And my brother turned to me, and he said, "See, this is where they were all along."
Oh.
And I woke up and I wrote the song. So, how about I do a country song?
All right.
That song, Second Time Around?
Go for it.
Does that sound good to you?
Yep.
All right. The song is called Second Time Around. It's about a person that I was working with who was a dear friend of mine, and she really burned me. Word of advice for those of you out there dating musicians or working with musicians or friends with musicians: don't do something wrong to them, because they will write a song about it and play it for people. The song is called Second Time Around. Well, you still owe me money, you don't return my calls. I could use a friend right now, and you're not there at all.
it's calling, that is where you're bound. I don't think I will ever try a second time around. Well, I never would have done this, left you overnight. Ah, oh, you can make excuses, but none of them are right. And when that city spits you out, you come crashing to the ground. But don't think I will ever try a second time around. Well, I think it was a blessing in disguise. There's anything that hurts at first will make me come out wise. And I hope that it was worth it, whatever you have found. But don't think I will ever try a second time. Second time around.
There All you right. go. I keep saying, there you go. Yeah. You didn't say anything. I'm like, hello.
Yeah. Since we had a business related song there, I've yes. got a business question. Kind of, tell me about 157 Records.
Oh, 157 Records. Yeah. That's the address of the loft that I grew up on Brooklyn, on Atlantic Avenue. And it was this really great place. It was an old schoolhouse that my parents got and converted into a really cool living situation. And it pretty much broke my heart when I turned. Right around junior high age, because it got sold off, turned into doctor's offices, and I was forced against my will to move up to New England, which I do love Massachusetts. I've spent a lot of time there, but let me tell you, I am not a New England girl.
It's not New York.
No, it's not New York. So I went back one day, and I saw the old door had been taken out, so I thought that was a fitting tribute to an address which no longer exists. So that's my record label, 157 Records.
Started, I'm assuming, really to distribute yourself, but do you have any plans for it?
No, it's purely out of necessity. I think a lot of people are doing that these days in the music business. I would release other artists. I've thought about it. People like April Smith are fantastic, but she's on a label around here in New Jersey. But it's a matter of money and having funding, and I can barely swing it on my own, you know? So yep. So I'm doing it out of necessity. I don't think I would want to run a record label if I had a choice. I just want to tour and write songs, and that's it. But it is a necessity, and I think that I've been better off for it. For not having been, I mean, I know a lot of people that have just had some really horrible things happen to them with labels, and I don't know. I think that I've done pretty well for myself just like this. So,
man, I hope that's not going to be a theme for this year.
What, that labels?
But talking to bands and people getting screwed over by labels.
Yeah. Can you say screwed over? Does the FCC mind that?
I think that
we're talking about the music business.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. No. I'm
not sure.
It is.
I know. You know. What words I can't say content-wise.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, but I think about going back to what you were saying about the bands, a lot of people are experiencing that right now. And now, you know, somebody that's sold 10,000 records on their own, it just doesn't mean the same thing to a label that it used to. Whereas if you think about it, you sell 10,000 records on your own, you're doing really well.
For that level.
Yeah, but, you know, not to carp on it, because it is a business, and that's the stupidest business model I've ever seen. I mean, what other business would have 2% of their products have to carry everything else, which is a losing proposition? But having said that, you know, it's hard to hear people talk about it in terms of units and product when it's my heart and my soul.
It's music.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do it because I want to make money. I do it because I can't do anything else. I get fired from every other job I do.
That's why I haven't left here in 6 years.
Yeah, so now I feel very blessed to be doing this as much as I do it. And I am going, starting a tour in Europe in April, so we'll have to see how that market goes. I've heard that they can be a lot kinder and gentler to folks like me. So if you know anybody...
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. If you know anybody in... if you're listening out there, you know anybody in Ireland or England, Scotland or Holland, you tell them that Nell Bryden is coming to town, so... So what do you think, Jared?
I think play another song, you know.
Play another
sweeten
song?
The pot for Europe a little bit.
Sweeten the pot for Europe. Are they streaming right now? Can they hear this?
If they go to nj.com/WRSU...
That was a lead-in if I've ever heard
one. Gonna make a sweep out of that.
Exactly. Let's see. How about I do goodbye?
All right.
Most of the time I am drifting. Drifting alone on a flame, dragging my way through the shadows, still mystified by the game. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. 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 One day soon you will remember. In the sun. Well, I wish you the best, oh baby. But don't take no from anyone. And everybody knows I don't wanna say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. 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 Everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. And everybody knows I don't want to say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. That song's Goodbye. It's off the new record. It's also, all these songs are on the website again, nellbryden.com. So go and listen at your leisure, folks at home.
So, do you have any plans for like a big release party for the record? Or, an actual date on that yet?
No, I'm not going to do a release party. I know that seems a bit unorthodox, but I'm not going to do one because I feel like the release is going to take a while to snowball. So why try to blow it all out in one party? Why not just have a whole year of parties? So I'm playing all over the place. I play in New York a lot at Rockwood Music Hall. Next Saturday, I'm playing at a place called Coffee Blue in Belmar, New Jersey. And I'll be in and around the area, going up to Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and then I'll be heading off to Europe. So my release party is being able to do this every day. Let's consider this right now, the release party on air right now.
I like that.
yeah. Well, I realize I've taken up all your time. It's like the Nell Bryden hour here.
That's fine with me.
Well, I could always play another song if you want.
Go for it.
I've hijacked his radio show here, folks. It's so much fun, though. Let's see. Wow, what should I play now? How about What Have You Done?
All right.
The song's called What Have You Done? What have you done? What have you done? I know it's something, the way your friends look at me. What have you done? Oh, what have you done? Don't let me be the last one, the last one to see. Everyone's acting different. I can tell something's wrong. Once we were laughing, and now I don't belong. If it cheated, oh, they would know. Oh, you better tell me. I know it's something. Know the way they look at me. Oh, what have you done? Oh, what have you done? Baby, don't let me be the last one, the last one to see. Cause it's useless to be jealous. Don't help to criticize. I know I can't change you, baby. See it in your eyes. But if there's someone else, you better let me go. Please tell me what. Done.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you so much.
Yeah. But you've played a lot of shows with April Smith and...
she's fantastic.
Yes, with also with Benji Rogers from Marwood.
Oh, yeah.
Where else might we have seen you play around? Or who else? Maybe.
Trying to think of some other people around town that I know of that are fantastic. Of course, my mind is drawing a total blank right now. There's a guy, Joe White, who is going to be coming to Ireland with me. There's a woman, Susan Enan, from Ireland, who's moved here, and she's fantastic. And there's a guy, Sean Smith, who's a dear friend of mine, just closed his bar and has decided to pursue his music career. And who else might you have seen around town? Well, like there's Marwood and there's April Smith. But, you know, it's one of those things where as soon as I actually try to think about it, I can't think of anybody. But there have been many folks. There's a lot of good players in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to... And New Jersey has really embraced me. It's unbelievable. I just won this... I got the top five of the Upstage magazine.
Yep.
And it was so funny because they wrote this thing about me saying, New Jersey artist Nell Bryan.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I guess I really have been accepted in New Jersey culture now because I'm not from New Jersey, but that's great that they think that. But, yeah. No, and Boston is another scene. There's a lot of people from that area. So...
All right, and once again, you've got Coffee Blue this Saturday.
I've got Coffee Blue this Saturday. I really would love for people to go to the website, nellbryden.com. It's NellBryden. I keep saying it because there are all the songs up there. And you can... I mean, you're not really supposed to do this, but for a limited time only until I fix it, you can download them for free.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with you downloading them and... sharing them with your friends, try to get the word out there.
Yeah.
So please do that. I'm all for file swapping.
Yes.
I think the business is changing. And
that's right.
You might as well go with it instead of fighting it. So.
That's right. It's bad records that are killing the industry. There, I said it.
You said it. It's true.
Yep.
Well, let's hope I don't contribute to that mess.
No. Well, obviously not.
Oh, obviously not. I took up all your hour. Yeah.
Do you have one more?
Sure, I got one more. The song is called Green Dress.
All right.
And I played it on Friday at Rockwood. This guy came up to me, who I didn't recognize at all, but apparently he'd been in some big movie. And he said that he'd just moved back here from L.A., and then I made him cry, which was awesome because he was a comedian. So, yeah. Wow, you make a comedian cry. So, it's called The Green Dress. You're acting like it's nothing. You're moving to L.A. And I never cared much for the phone. It's 3 degrees outside, and I don't know what I'll do. If you're really leaving me alone, put the green dress on tomorrow and wear your blue jeans today. Tonight we're drinking at our favorite bar. Really wish that you could stay. But oh, you know me so well, why pretend? Put the green dress on tomorrow. Wear your blue jeans today.
stay. And I know that you'll come visit all the time. But it's not the same as when you just drop by. Oh, every store on 7th Avenue, they'll only just remind me. With the green. Tonight we're drinking at our favorite bar, and I really wish that you could stay.
All right. Mel Bryden, thank you so much for coming up tonight.
It was a pleasure to be here, Jared. Thank you so much.
So once again, Saturday night, Coffee Blue, Friday the 10th,
Friday,
Rockwood.
Yes, the 10th at Rockwood, Saturday the 4th at Coffee Blue,
yes,
in Del Mar.
It's Main Street in Del Mar.
It's Main
couldn't
Street in Del Mar.
Couldn't get any easier.
It's free. You couldn't get any easier than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I have this weird thing where I won't go to a show if it's free or if it's not free, because I have no money these days. Yeah. So. But, yeah, thank you all so much for listening out there. Again, my name is Nell Bryden, and it was a pleasure to be here.
All right. It is 9:58. You have been listening to Overnight Sensations, 1 hour dedicated to nothing but local music on WRSU-FM New Brunswick, New Jersey. New music. Stay tuned for Radio Ruckus coming up in just a few minutes. You want to, speaking of drinking, you want to go out and grab a drink?
Oh, man, I'd love to. God, I have a day job.
Oh, no.
Which I have to get up at 6 tomorrow for. But let's pretend we are going to go for a drink.
Yeah.
Why don't you all out there come with us?
Yeah. All right, let's just go out with one last song off the CD.
Which one are you going to play? I'm a little worried. View of the East River? Or
all
are
right.
You going to play Red? Or
I was kind of thinking Meridian.
Oh, that version is pretty... I don't know. I think that version is...
All right, let's go with View of the East River then.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. And there we go. All right. Thank you once again. I will see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. for It's Night Somewhere. Listen to win tickets to the Plug Awards, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. See you next week.